Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Playing the greatest hits, Memories 107.9.
I'm joined by Hatchet Head Coach, Hall of Famer Gene Miller. And, Coach, we got the unique opportunity of playing on a Saturday afternoon here at Pike Central in the makeup game. Your ball club comes off a good, tough home win against conference rival Vincennes Lincoln. How do you think some of that, fighting through that game, is going to help you bringing it into today?
Well, I think it should help us. I thought we came out and played really aggressive in the second half of the Vincennes game, and hopefully that will carry over and we'll come out in the beginning of this game and be aggressive. It's a start of a road trip, a three-game road trip over the four-game road trip over the next 3 weeks. So we just got to come out and get after them at the very beginning and force the action with our defensive pressure.
And obviously, Coach, this is a game coming into that obviously you should win. Teams should be confident, but is there any concern that the team may come in a little too confident and kind of take this one for granted? Or have you discussed that, and how do you hope to – negate that if that is the case?
Well, there's always a possibility. You're talking about 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. They read the papers. They get on the internet. They know what Pike Central's record is. But they're coming off of a big win Thursday night. They beat North Posey here. And in that game, they hit 10 threes in the ball game. The Lethco hit four, and Benson hit three. And I think it was Scott hit two. So they hit some threes, hit some shots in that ball game, which is kind of, they've struggled shooting the basketball from the perimeter early part of the season. But, lately they've been shooting the basketball a lot better. So we got to get out and defend them and keep them from getting the open looks.
And also, if you look on paper, we have the decided height advantage, too. So obviously it's going to be important for the guys down low to play well, to rebound offensively and defensively, and just really work things through them this afternoon, I would imagine.
That's right. We've got a decided advantage inside. We got to take the basketball down inside and score inside and finish inside and maybe get some three-point plays the old-fashioned way.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me here today, and we look forward to talking to you after the game, hopefully as the victorious head coach of the Hatchets. That was Head Coach Gene Miller. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full-service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley Sunglasses, Mack Trailers, Right Now Trailers, and much more. Visit them online at boydtracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
Welcome to Pike Central High School on a rare Saturday afternoon boys basketball matchup with the Washington Hatchets at 12-5. The Pike Central Chargers coming in at 3-12. Our Hatchet pregame show presented by Boyd & Sons Machinery. Greg Boyd, the team at Boyd & Sons Machinery, proud backers of the Washington Hatchets. Today, the Hatchets, coming off a fresh win against the Vincennes Lincoln Aliases on Thursday, look to continue with their winning run as they are 12-5 heading in. Both teams on the floor warming up, and we are at Pike Central today, where John Gears alongside to help with the broadcast. John, the thing that stands out here at Pike Central, and when I say stands out, I mean stands out. They have a beautiful mural in this gymnasium that must have taken 27 years to complete.
Yeah, I mean, it just like jumps out at you because it's all the vibrant colors it's the school colors of their kind of maroon and gold, and there's horses and knights it's amazing. But like, seriously, how long did it take to do that?
No. And it's impressive. It's the Charger Brigade, and it's the horses and coming in with their spears. And it says Chargers in big letters at the bottom of it. And we're shooting at that goal in the first half, I believe, John. It's a little intimidating when you're shooting down at that goal. Mike was telling me some statistics. Since that mural, whoever's on that side tends to not score as many points. So it's a head factor, I think, too.
And this is a unique gym because you got the mural jumping out the other end. You got a pool at the other end.
Right.
And so it's like the shooting percentage here is a lot less than it probably is at the Hatchet House, let's say.
I got to be careful today. Of course, I'm a Hatchet backer, black and gold through and through. But I've got a wife at home who's a Pike Central Charger graduate, John. So
yeah, so you got to stay on your toes today, buddy. Behave.
We're a divided household, but the Hatchet's still definitely favorite heading into this one today. But, John, we talked about this when you helped with the last broadcast. Sometimes you got to watch what's typically called a trap game, and that's the fact you come off a big win, a big conference win against Vincennes, Lincoln, and then you face a team that's struggling a bit, Pike Central coming in at 3-12. You sometimes look over those teams, and you just can't do that, or things can get away from you real quick.
Yeah, and Coach Miller talked about a little bit in the pregame interview is, you know, these are 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, and, you know, it's a different, their routine is broken. This isn't a Saturday night game, the Saturday afternoon game, something that we really don't have on the schedule unless it's a makeup like this. So it's something unique. So how are they going to come in? Like, yeah, obviously, you know, we're favored by quite a bit today. All signs would point to a decisive Hatchet victory here today. But the kids still have to go out and perform, and they still have to be aggressive and fight like it was a conference game or like the other night against, you know, Vincennes, where they had a dogfight in the first half and then kind of pulled away. So they're going to come out, kind of have to come out and play. Pike Central's not just going to lay down and roll over for them, but should be a good afternoon for the Hatchets, Dwayne.
One thing that is really nice to see, a great crowd on hand for the middle of the day on a Saturday and a beautiful Saturday outdoors as well. We got a nice Hatchet fan section over there.
Yeah, definitely a lot of black and gold here this afternoon. Obviously, the weather is helping with that, as it's just absolutely beautiful outside right now. A stark contrast from the midweek polar vortex. But, you know, I will take this weather all through February.
Absolutely. No arguments here either. Our pregame coverage brought to you by Boyd & Sons Machinery. When we come back, we'll talk about the prescription for success. And we'll talk a little bit about Lady Hatchet basketball as they saw a fine season come to an end last night. But first, this two-minute timeout. It's Hatchet basketball from Pike Central today on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly, four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hatchet basketball today presented in part by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer downtown Washington, where Ram Truck Month is in full swing all month long. See the sales team at the Washington Chrysler Center and take your new Ram truck home. We got here today in a nice 2017 Ram truck. It is a diamond black in color. And I tell you what, when you get behind the wheel of a Ram truck, it is the smoothest ride on the road today. Love it. And I encourage you to check one out at the Washington Chrysler Center. during Ram Truck Month. Quick savings up to $13,000 at the Washington Chrysler Center. Today, the prescription for success, John Gear. We kind of talked a little bit about it. Don't fall into that trap game mentality. Being on record, the better team record-wise, the Pike Central Chargers will give you everything they got, and you can't fall down and forget the fundamentals. You know, you got to block out, get the rebounds, put up the good shots, and most importantly, get back on defense and hold Pike Central, limit them in their scoring.
Yeah, we're going to have to start the game off quick. The first 3 minutes are going to be pretty important to kind of impose our will, so to speak, to make sure that, you know, we have a decided height advantage today, to use that down low to get the big guys involved early. We got to rebound. We got to get out in transition. Just all the things that Coach Miller wants to see, but we got to do that in not a way that, you know, lackadaisical. We've got to get out and just get after it and build a big lead and continue out from here.
Pike Central Charger Band entertaining today on a Saturday afternoon, and they are doing a fantastic job. Great sounding band here today. As we said, we got a huge crowd on hand for both sides, ready to cheer on each team here at Pike Central in a rare Saturday afternoon matchup. For those wondering why we're playing on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, this is the girls' basketball sectional week. And during girls' basketball sectionals, of course, the championship is tonight with both of these schools having a sectional, girls' sectional teams. They had a chance to be in the championship tonight, so they found an opportunity to make one up during the day, and they did it here at 3 o'clock this afternoon. 2.5 minutes left in the pregame. Let's talk a little bit about the Lady Hatchets last night. John Gear, you were on hand. What a game.
Yeah.
I said it. I'll say it again. I sound like a broken record. The Lady Hatchets have nothing to hang their heads at. They left it on the court last night. It was probably one of the finest girls basketball games. We watched a lot this year, but that was probably one of the finest girls basketball games that Bro and I witnessed, and you too, this season.
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting last night. I mean, obviously, congratulations to the Lady Alices, you know, on a hard-fought victory. Both teams played well last night. Washington, you know, kind of got off to a slow start, but they scratched and clawed, retook the lead. It was so, I mean, the crowd from Washington was awesome, so we want to thank everybody for coming out to support those young ladies last night. It was just a great atmosphere for basketball, and the Lady Hatchets gave it everything they had and fought and never gave up. Just unfortunately fell short a little bit, and you know, you hate to see that, especially you know, come to an end for Lindsay Moody and Maddie Dant, obviously seniors that will be moving on. So it's tough for them and tough for everybody, but you know, they have nothing at all to hang their head about.
And I got nothing but the most respect for Coach Connor and his entire coaching staff. I got to say, we've got to root for them now the rest of the way out. I'd like to see Vincennes do a deep run in this postseason tournament now.
Yeah, and it's not like, I mean, look, Vincennes is a good team, right? It's not like they just got lucky. I mean, it's a very good basketball team, and they have the opportunity to win this sectional and to continue farther on into the tournament. So, yeah, just, you know, congratulations to them, and best of luck tonight as they take on, I assume they take on Princeton.
Yeah, I believe you're right, yes. So it'll be a good one tonight for that finale at Vincennes in Alice Arena. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight. We're here at Pike Central. Starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain proud to support our area athletes for the visitors from Washington. No change-up. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. 6-foot guard Tyson Wright, 6'2 junior Grant Niehaus, 6'5 sophomore Trey Reed, 6'4 senior Bryce Browning, and underneath 6'7 senior Hunter Killian. Washington 12-5, 4-1 in the conference. Coach Miller 225-101 in 14 years at Washington. Overall, coach approaching 700 wins, 693 wins to 329 losses in 44 years of coaching high school basketball, just 7 away from 700. For the Pike Central Chargers, here's the lineup we expect. At one guard, 6-foot senior Austin Holder, 6-foot sophomore Ethan Gorby, 5'11 senior Christian Benson, 6-foot junior Ethan Scott, and then that final player, we got two to choose from here. It's either 5'11 senior Judah Leithko or 5'10 senior Hayden Kabrick. Coach Hunter Elliott has gone back and forth with those two to round out the starting five. Elliott is in his second year heading up the program at Pike Central. He has combined for 14 wins, 24 losses in 2 years. This year, his Pike Central Chargers are 3-12. They are coming off a win in their last outing on Thursday as the Chargers beat North Posey 51-49 in a close game on Thursday night. So running on a win from their last outing and looking to keep that train rolling. In the junior varsity game earlier here at Pike Central, Washington claimed the JV win handily, 73-28. You know, that's something we don't mention a lot. Coach Kyle Price and his JV squad, only two losses on the season, which makes them, 15-2?
Yep.
No, now 16-2 today's win. So that's an impressive JV record.
Yeah, they've played well all year, and really, you know, they've had some tough games, and they've beaten some teams that, you know, historically on the JV level we don't usually beat. So congratulations to Coach Price and the entire JV squad.
All right, we're going to take another two-minute timeout. The opening introductions are coming up next, and we're moments away from our tip-off here at Pike Central, right on time as it's straight up 3 o'clock. You're listening to WAMW FM Washington. It's Hatchet Basketball on your Saturday from Pike Central when we return. Again, the starting lineups and the opening tip. The Pike Central choir coming in to sing the national anthem. And, boy, Pike Central's music department, that's something they pride themselves in. They have a awesome music department, and we're going to hear a rousing rendition of the national anthem. We'll be back to tip it off after this on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Farming is more than what you do, it's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Hatchet Basketball today brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles and A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Starting lineups being introduced. Washington in the away black trimmed in gold. The Pike Central Chargers in white trimmed in red and yellow. Again, the starting lineups for Washington. Tyson Wright, Grant Niehaus, the guards. Trey Reed, Bryce Browning, the forwards. Hunter Killian working the middle. Five starters for Pike Central. Austin Holder, Ethan Gorby, Christian Benson, Ethan Scott, and Judah Lethko, the 5'11 senior, will round out that lineup for Pike Central. Next week, the Hatchets have one. It'll be Friday night's road trip to Bloomfield, and those Bloomfield Cardinals, a very good Class A ball club, going to be a good matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. They just beat North Davies, I believe it was Thursday. I mean, whatever their last game was.
Oh, it was two points. Yeah, it was
yeah.
A close one.
So they beat North Davies, which obviously we know how good North Davies is, so Bloomfield is for real this year.
Well, the Hatchets have been introduced. Pike Central Chargers. Yeah, PA announcer getting into it here as the Chargers are being introduced. Like I said, for a Saturday afternoon, John, I didn't know what kind of crowd we'd have here today. It's not bad at all.
We got a pretty lively crowd here, and depending on how the officiating is, it might get a little raucous here as we go on. You never know. You get these get these folks fired up with this rivalry, and we'll see what happens. But obviously Washington should be able to do what they want here. But the thing is, they got to come out and actually do it. So we'll see how they handle this non-underdog, non-New England Patriots strategy coming in here as a heavy favorite.
You know, you got to root for the Rams. There's no doubt about it. 35 out of 50 states can't be wrong. However, however, you know, you think about the Rams. They're there, and they really shouldn't be. So I know the folks in New Orleans are not rooting for the Rams tomorrow.
Yeah, that's just one of those things. You know, I've had this discussion a lot, and there's no guarantee that whether that call was missed or not, that the Saints win. They could have fumbled the next snap. I mean,
right?
it's hard to assume a lot of those things. But, yes, obviously the circumstances are under review, so to speak, of the Rams being in the Super Bowl. But nonetheless,
well,
that's what we got.
Both of those championship games, John, and officials are only human. We always got to keep that in mind. But, man.
They both had some royal screw-ups, didn't they?
Wow. I've never seen that many reviews in two games in my life. All right, the opening tip, controlled by the Hatchets. Here we go. Washington working, actually, I was wrong in the pregame. They're working to the goal closest to our vantage point away from the mural, so we'll have to deal with that in the second half.
Right, we'll deal with the pool in the first half.
Tyson Wright kicks it over to Trey Reed. Reed drives the paint. Runner up off the glass. Oh, in and out, no good. And as two Chargers try to pull down the rebound, neither one get it. They knock it out of bounds, and it's going to the Hatchets. So a second chance here for Washington. Baseline underneath.
That was a nice move by Trey Reed. Just wasn't able to finish.
Trey tries again. This time he can next. Nice little jumper in the paint. 2-0 Washington.
It's good to see Trey get involved offensively early on here.
Hatchets full court pressure. Tyson Wright gets the steal. His shot is up. No good. Trey Reed offensive rebound. His put back. No good. This time there the Chargers have it. That is Lethco that comes up with it. So Pike Central gets their first look.
Washington definitely getting a lot of looks at the basket. They're just going to have to convert on the short shots here moving forward. Pike Central just moving around the perimeter. Shot is tipped, it looked like, by Trey Reed. Hunter Killian came up with it and then knocked out of bounds. Hatchets will have the basketball.
So Washington back with it. Chargers still no good looks on offense. Hunter Killian kicks it over to Tyson Wright. We played a minute and a half. It's 2-0 Washington here at Pike Central. Bryce Browning drives baseline. Bump foul called against the Chargers. It'll be whistled on Ethan Scott, his first team first.
And that's something, too. You know, obviously we have to take advantage of the height, but we got to drive it to the basket and try to get them into foul trouble early. I mean, it's no different than any other team, but I know Coach is going to look for all of the basics to be played out here in these first couple minutes.
Long inbound pass goes to Killian, and the Hatchets set the offense now. Tyson Wright stopped as he made his drive. Now he needs some help. Finds Trey Reed. Reed, strong to the basket, no good, but he's fouled. Trey's going to have a couple of free throws, and I think that foul is again on Ethan Scott. Oh, no, that was Ethan Borden. Or Gorby, excuse me, Ethan Gorby. His first, team second.
Too many Ethans out there
now. Yeah. Two free throws for Reed. He has the Hatchet 2 points so far. His first free throw is good. 3-0 Hatchets. All points belonging to Trey Reed. Today's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal at Bill Dobson Ford. Tax time savings going on now. Both free throws count. 4 points for Trey Reed and a 4-0 Hatchet lead with full court pressure again by Washington. Chargers break it, push it up. Gorby kicks it over to Holder. Now a long three, top of the key, off the mark by Lethco. And the rebound back to the Hatchets. So Chargers did get a shot off that time, but it couldn't go through, didn't go through.
Nice pass to Grant Niehaus, good from the elbow.
Niehaus is so good catching that ball on the run and putting the shot up quickly.
He's just smooth.
It is.
Grant picks it off.
There's a steal, and there's another shot by Niehaus, good for two more. And it's 8-0 Washington. Coach Elliott needs a timeout. 5:42 to go, first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Pike Central trailing the Washington Hatchets 8-0. We'll keep it here and remind you that coming up next Friday night, the Hatchets travel to Bloomfield. Join us for live coverage at 7:15, tip off at 7:30. A big thank you to everybody who visited the Business and Lifestyle Expo today. Steve Scott, our grand prize winner of $500 cash. Over 25 vendors on hand. A big day. Saw lots of people out and about on this Saturday at the Business and Lifestyle Expo. And also thanks to Samantha and all the team at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce for helping us to make that happen. Pike Central has the ball. Play resumes. They need to take it the length of the floor. They trail 8-0. And again, they see full court pressure from Washington. Hatchets almost come up with another steal. It's knocked loose, out of bounds, last touch by Niehaus. So Pike Central will hold on to the ball.
You can obviously tell that Pike Central is not faring too well with this kind of pressure. So, you know, obviously that's going to help turn defense into offense here for the Hatchets.
Holder tried to drive baseline. He was cut off. He hands off to Christian Benson. Benson now at the volleyball line, one-on-one with Niehaus. It's over to Lethko. Now to Holder. Now to Benson. Three up and no good. The attempt by Ethan Scott was off the mark. Outlet pass to Trey Reed. He kicks it to right. Now Niehaus, top of the key. Lob underneath to Hunter Killian. Killian gets
and
it.
One.
And one.
Nice job by Hunter. Nice pass by Grant Niehaus into Hunter Killian. Hunter had position, got it that deep under the basket. If he's going to get it, you know, that far under the basket, it's at least 2 points.
Into the lineup now for the Chargers. Number 23.
The mystery man who's not Coleman, on our sheet.
Coleman Henson is what he's listed at as JV. So I'm going to go with that, I guess.
Until somebody tells us different.
The Hatchets pull off the press as they lead 11-0 here in the opening period, 3 minutes gone. Chargers with the ball. Holder swings it around to Lethko.
The thing, Dwayne, to look at so far is we're about halfway through the first quarter as that shot was
well off
missed.
The mark. Ethan Scott, but he got some help. He draws the foul. He's going to shoot two at the line.
That was the first time that Pike Central has attempted to shoot inside the three-point arc so far. So, obviously, our size is playing with the minds of the Pike Central Chargers here at this point.
4:35 left, first quarter. Two free throws for Ethan Scott. The Chargers a chance to get their first points on the board. Free throw is up and in. Scott shooting one more. It's 11-1 now on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington by 10. Second free throw around the rim and good. He gets them both.
Both teams perfect from the line thus far here in the first quarter.
There's Niehaus laying it in for two more. Grant has 6 points.
Grant's able to get he's got a quick first step, and he drives baseline, and he can't cut him off.
13-2 now. Ball swatted away from the Chargers. Pike Central maintains possession. Now pressure back on by Washington. Lethko feeds it into Benson. The Chargers break the pressure. Here's a three. Nope. Attempted by Benson off the mark. Near side. Tyson Wright off to the races. Bryce Browning open for three. His shot is no good. Rebound controlled by Benson and the Chargers. So Benson pushes it up quickly, hands off to Ethan Scott. Scott drives, too strong off the glass, weak side board to Tyson Wright. Tyson scoop pass into Trey Reed, and Trey finishes for two more. Trey Reed has 6.
Nice shot by Tyson Wright, leading the break, dishing it off to Trey for the easy basket. That's exactly the way you want to see your transition game ran. Great job by Tyson and Trey on that one.
15-2, Coach Elliott again taking a timeout. We'll take one, too. 3:42 to go, first quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's all Washington. The Hatchets 15, Pike Central 2, back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Pike Central, Chargers have the ball as play resumes. They trail 15-2 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We've got 3:42 left in the first quarter of play. Chargers able to break the pressure. Lethko hands off to a new face in the lineup, Hayden Kabrick. Now Lethko has it. Off to Kabrick, top of the key. Lethko. Ball swatted loose. Bryce Browning comes up with it. He'll lay it in for two more.
Nice job by Browning. Probably could have got a foul called on that too, but great job by Bryce.
Browning with the steal and the 2 points. Holder, fast break, gets it off to Kabrick. Kabrick shot fake, then puts it up. He can't get it. Rebound to Hunter Killian and the Hatchets. Oh, Hatchets try to get it up the floor, and a nice steal by Benson. He pulls that one out of midair, but his shot attempt is off the mark, and a whistle called on the shot. Going to give Pike Central 2 free throws. Kind of a late whistle on that one. That Chargers take 2. Christian Benson will have them. Benson's first free throw is good. So Chargers with 3 points all at the free throw line in this opening quarter. Julius Hardeman checking into the lineup now, replacing Trey Reed.
Nice job by Trey here in this first quarter.
Yeah, he's got 6 points. Second free throw from Benson is also good. Pike Central 4-for-4 at the line. Substitution checking in for the Chargers. Ethan Scott returns now. He's going to replace Austin Holder. We played 5 minutes. It's Washington 17, Pike Central 3. The full court pressure now by the Chargers. As Tyson Wright works it up, draws the double team, and he loses it. Steal by Kabrick. Kabrick's shot is blocked from behind by Browning.
Nice shot by Browning to keep the score at just 4 points for the Chargers. Nice block from behind.
Kyle Mann enters now for Grant Niehaus. 2:46 to play first quarter. Scott triggers it in. Baseline for Pike Central. It goes to Lethko. Over to Kabrick. Now Benson. Scott back to Benson. Benson tries for three, and he gets it. You knew one of those was bound to fall eventually, John, as they've shot several.
1-for-4 from three-point land makes it 17-7.
It's Christian Benson who connects for the first three. Kyle Mann now with it. Top of the key. Bryce Browning. Browning shakes two defenders.
Nice move.
Straight to the hoop and lays it in for two more. Browning has 4. 19-7. Hatchets.
Browning showing off a little bit of those dribbling skills there, weaving through traffic for the easy layup.
Kabrick, top of the key. Gets it to Lethko. Lethko tries to work it inside. It's denied by Kyle Mann, and the loose ball into the hands of Tyson Wright. His shot attempt is short. Rebound Lethko, and then Wright picks it right out of his hands. Feeds it to Bryce Browning, and Browning lays it in for two more on a nice assist and steal by Tyson Wright. Browning with 6 points, 21-7 Hatchets.
Hatchets looking good thus far here in the first quarter.
Chargers up the floor. No good on the lay-in. That was an open look by Ethan Scott. Just couldn't get it to go. Rebound Washington.
Pike Central yet to convert on a two-point field goal.
Kyle Mann lob into Hunter Killian. Killian's short. Hardeman with the rebound. Back to Killian. He'll try again. Off the glass this time. Good for two. Nice offensive rebound by Julius Hardiman. And a nice finish second time around for Hunter Killian. He's got four. And it's 23-7. Ethan Scott.
Nice job by Hunter Killian taking a charge there. As Ethan Scott had a full head of steam. And obviously Hunter Killian with about a foot size advantage and probably 100 pounds took the charge. And nice job by Hunter to step in and take that one.
Austin Holder re-enters for Pike Central. Also coming in, Draven Huff. We're under a minute in the first quarter. Washington 23, Pike Central 7.
If you're Coach Miller, this is just what you want to see from your ball club here. We've played a good 7 minutes so far. Let's finish this last minute off here.
Killian underneath, fouled.
They're going to call that on Hunter?
Oh, yep, the foul is against Hunter Killian.
They're going to get him with the, got his wing out a little bit too far, I guess.
Yep. A little out of my vantage point from where we're at here in press row. He must have put his shoulder down. The Chargers return the favors. They throw it away on the full court pressure. Oh, no, tip, they say.
Ooh.
So it'll stay with Pike Central.
Huh. Interesting. Coach Miller just said he just threw it out of bounds. And I think he would be right. But
23-7.
Nonetheless, that is not what it is. Pike Central with the basketball, probably looking to hold it for the last shot here.
Yeah, there's a foul by Julius. Reach in there. Today's game brought to you by WTHI TV 10. Coverage you can count on with News 10. And by your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. We're in the final 30 seconds of the opening period. Washington 23, Pike Central 7. Chargers have the ball. Holding for the last shot, it appears, here in this first quarter. Kabrick. Over now to Draven Huff. To Benson with 5 seconds. Benson puts it up short at the buzzer, and that's it for the first quarter play. 8 minutes in the books on your Saturday afternoon. In our home center scoreboard, it's the Washington Hatchets 23, Pike Central Chargers 7. Second quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's Two Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Game coverage today of Hatchet Basketball brought to you by your number one Hatchet fans, John and Martha Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency, with Donaldson's your number one, and by Freddie Energy in Washington. Steve Freddie and the team at Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Chargers have the ball to begin the second quarter, trailing 23-7. In trouble, it's loose. Pike Central hangs on to it. Austin Holder. Man-to-man defense from Washington. Chargers just having a lot of trouble right now getting anything sparked on the offense.
They are bamboozled and befuddled here on the offensive end of the court.
And every other B word you can think of.
Yes, sir.
As we say that, there's a two from Hayden Cabrick.
That's the first two-point basket made by the Chargers thus far this afternoon.
Hatchets quickly get it up the floor. Grant Niehaus, baseline jumper off the mark. Loose ball in the air, controlled by Washington. A second chance. Bryce Browning for three, and he gets it.
Nothing but the bottom of the cup.
Browning with nine, 25-9, Hatchets. 7 minutes to go, first half.
We've seen a couple times where Hardeman's came in and kept the possession alive, and it's each time it's turned into points for the Hatchets.
Hatchets There's a three, and it's good from Christian Benson, his second three-pointer.
You know, Coach Miller talked in the pregame interview that Pike Central shot pretty well from three last night, and their, you know, what little success that they're having here has come from behind the arc this afternoon.
Benson has 8 points of the 12. And a foul called as...
I'm going to call that one on Holder as Niehaus was heading to the basket.
Niehaus driving baseline. That's the fifth team foul for Pike Central. No bonus yet. Niehaus will trigger it in from the baseline underneath the hatchet bucket. Kyle Mann gets the inbound pass, drives to the hoop, can't get it. Rebound controlled by Pike Central. Chargers push it up quickly. Holder takes it, and Austin Holder connects for two. That's 7 points now in the second quarter. That matches their entire first quarter total for Pike Central. As Browning takes it to the basket, he's denied. Chargers on a little bit of a run here all of a sudden. 26-14. 5:45 left, first half of play. Kabrick, one-on-one against Trey Reed. Hands it off to Coleman Henson.
Thought Brandon was going to pick that one off.
Almost did. You heard the noise, the sigh from the crowd. They wanted it too. Chargers now very patient here.
Well, I think it's apparent Pike Central can't get out and run with us, so they're going to try to be patient and find a good shot here.
Tipped out of bounds by the Hatchets. It'll stay with Pike Central. Game coverage on your Saturday brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Leafco trying to get it in, and it's taken away by Hardiman and the Hatchets. There's another turnover for Pike Central. Washington defense gets the steal, and Browning gets the finish. As he shook his defender, took it straight to the hoop for his 11th point. Bryce Browning in double figures now with 11.
That is the seventh turnover by the Chargers here thus far in the first half.
28-14, under 5 minutes left. Long three.
Well, that was from Otwell.
Too strong by Benson. Yeah, you're right, John. That was well into a crowd section, row 22, section B. Browning's drive, no good.
He shot it from the concession stand.
Made some popcorn while he was there. Holder. Nope, on his runner. Gets his own rebound. The putback is good. Well, that's one thing you just hate to see. And that was a killer last night for the Lady Hatchets. Offensive rebounds and second chances for Vincennes last night was just a killer.
That was the difference in the ballgame if you get right down to it.
28-16 now. Washington leads. There's Niehaus, his jumper off the mark. Rebound controlled by Christian Benson and the Chargers. Benson slowing it up now, walks it across. Halfway through this second quarter. Holder throws up the three. It's short. And there's Trey Reed. Browning fouled by Benson. Sixth team foul, so still no bonus for Washington. It's out of bounds, baseline. Here comes Hunter Killian and Tyson Wright back in. They'll replace Bryce Browning and Kyle Mann. So it's Killian, Wright, Reed, Hardiman, and Niehaus on the floor for Washington. Benson, Kabrick, Holder, Gorby, and Leafco for Pike Central.
Nice
Killian,
dish.
Beautiful feed right to Niehaus, cutting to the basket. And Niehaus with the finish for 8 points overall. 30-16, and there's Julius Hardiman with another defensive stop.
Just an outstanding pass by Hunter Killian. He had his guy on the block, was double-teamed, and was able to just dump it over the top to a cutting Grant Niehaus for an easy basket.
Well, Killian's a head taller than any player from Pike Central right now. And I mean that literally, isn't he?
Yeah, not just figuratively, literally, folks. He is a foot taller almost.
Underneath Killian, two more. Hunter Killian has six, 32-16. 3 minutes left, first half. Washington in control here at Pike Central. The Chargers break the press. Gorby works it over to
wild shot that
Kabrick,
went.
And then Gorby gets it. And what's it, off the top of
it
the backboard?
It went off the top of the backboard into the basket.
Now we got the officials conferring here.
Well, I don't, yeah. So he was the underneath official. Wait a minute.
I think they're going to count the bucket. We'll see what they talk about here.
I don't have a clue what just happened because it hit the top of the backboard.
Oh, wait, they gave it back to Pike Central. So they didn't count the bucket, but they give the ball back to the Chargers.
So it's a do-over?
I guess they're going to say that a hatchet tipped it. Is that possible?
That's the only reasonable explanation at this point for that kind of
The decision. Shot by the Chargers off the mark, rebound Washington. It didn't matter anyway, all for nil, but I that's the only thing I could come up with. It must have been tipped by a hatchet.
Nice pass again from Killian into a cutting.
Two
Trey
more
Reed.
For Trey Reed. Well, this hatchet team is showing a very unselfish play as everybody's helping everybody today.
Yeah, again, what a pass by Hunter Killian to find the open cutting Trey Reed.
Three from Lethco. That's well off the mark. There's Killian there to clean it up. Right to Niehaus for three. Grant from downtown. I'll tell you what. If the hatchet team can play like we know they can, John, and I've had people ask me this, they're contenders for that sectional championship.
Oh, without
they
without
are
doubt.
Definitely contenders.
With you know, they handed it to Princeton. Obviously, South Ridge could have went either way. And, you know, other than that, I mean, it's like we get a good draw. Even if we don't, we're right in the mix of it.
Killian
again
to Niehaus.
I tell you what, you can't say enough about Hunter Killian right now. This second quarter, especially, on three different occasions, has made. I mean, when you got a height advantage, you know, you want to take it to the basket all the time. But what a job by finding the open cutting guy coming through there, whether it's Niehaus or Reed. Great passing and great unselfish play by Hunter Killian.
Well, what happens when you are a head taller than the rest of the entire team?
You get a good seat.
Yeah. And you also draw all the pressure. So you know in the back of your mind, with three players on you, you've got two open, and that's what Hunter's done a nice job of finding.
Yeah, instead of trying to force it and take it to the basket, he's doing a great job of finding the open guy.
Niehaus connects on the first free throw and also makes the second. Grant Niehaus with 13 points in this opening half. 39-16 in favor of Washington. Minute and a half left to go, first half. Chargers still need to get it across the timeline.
That's a long, I was going to say, that was a long 10 seconds to
just
win.
Just didn't get her. Our game coverage brought to you by Aces Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club. They are proud to introduce hypnotist Chris Jones live at Aces next Saturday night. $25 a ticket. I hope you got yours. It's going to be a fun night of entertainment. Aces Restaurant welcomes Chris Jones, nationally known hypnotist, for a big show next Saturday.
Nice.
Grant Niehaus returns the favor to Hunter Killian, as this time Niehaus feeds Killian underneath, and Hunter gets the finish with 8. 41-16 hatchets. And another steal for Washington. Niehaus takes it. Under a minute to go. Tyson Wright, top of the key. Over to Trey Reed. Trey into Hunter. Killian gets two more.
Nice up and under move by Killian to easily get it off the glass for two more.
43-16, almost a steal by Trey Reed, but the Chargers come up with it. Draven Huff. Now it's over to Ethan Scott in front of the hatchet bench. Top of the key, Lethco, Coleman. Now Scott to Draven Huff. Over to Scott. There's a three off the mark. A rebound into the hands of Tyson Wright. Tyson pushing it up with 10 seconds remaining. It's kicked by the Chargers.
We could have seen a dunk on that one because Killian was cutting to the basket. If a Pike Central player wouldn't have kicked it, Hunter might have been able to go in for the flush, Dwayne.
A quiet gym here as Washington is in control, leading 43-16 with 8 seconds left to go in this first half. Long inbound pass goes out to Hardiman. Now over to Tyson Wright. 5 seconds remaining. Tyson will throw up the three, and he gets it. Tyson Wright from downtown.
Nails it.
And that will do it for the first half of play. What a half for your Hatchets on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 46, the Pike Central Chargers 16. Halftime show coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Chris Sievers. Everyone at Goodwin Sievers Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes a 160-guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Sievers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
As you spend time evaluating your farming operations performance from this past year, and you look to prepare for the upcoming crop, I hope you'll keep Freddie Energy in mind. This is Steve Freddie. With Citgo lubricants and quality fuels from Freddie Energy, you won't have to wonder or worry about how your equipment will perform. Let's work together to increase your bottom line.
Freddie Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years' experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Welcome back to Pike Central High School. We're at the half here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's all Washington as the Hatchets lead the Pike Central Chargers 46-16. Individual scoring for the Hatchets, three players already in double figures. Grant Niehaus with 13. Bryce Browning has 11, and Hunter Killian with 10. Then it's 8 points for Trey Reed and 3 for Tyson Wright. So all 5 starters have scored, 3 in double figures. Niehaus with 13, Browning with 11, Killian with 10. Trey Reed has 8, and Tyson Wright has 3. For the Pike Central Chargers, 8 points for Christian Benson, 4 points for Austin Holder, 2 points for Ethan Scott, and 2 for Hayden Kabrick. So 8 for Christian Benson on a pair of threes and a couple of free throws. Benson leading the way for the Chargers. Austin Holder with 4, Ethan Scott with 2, and Hayden Kabrick with 2. Washington led 23-7 at the end of the first quarter, and they are on top 46-16 at the half. First half team stats, John Gear.
We'll start with Pike Central. Pike Central, 3 for 12 from two-point range, 25%. 2 for 9 from three-point range at 22%. Perfect from the free throw line, 4 for 4. One offensive rebound, which obviously we know why with the height advantage. 7 defensive rebounds. The big stat for Pike Central, 9 first half turnovers. For the Washington Hatchets, the numbers look a lot better. Washington was 17 for 23 from the field for two-point range, 74%. 3 for 4 from behind the arc at 75%. A perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line, only 2 turnovers. 3 offensive rebounds and 10 defensive rebounds to lead the way, giving the Hatchets a 46-16 first half advantage.
Not much to say. They got the recliners out in the Hatchet locker room at the half, I think. Taking it easy. They might be watching SportsCenter in there right now because you don't really change anything. You don't really change anything at this point.
Well, no. And here's the thing. I mean, you know, obviously we talked about this off air. We're probably, you know, fourth quarter, we'll probably see our JV team in there. at least likely for part of that. You know, these guys just need to come out, start the second half strong, and not take it for granted. But, yeah, obviously this thing's well in control here, 30-point halftime lead. It kind of went like we thought it would. Pike Central made a little bit of a run there in the second quarter, but that was negated quickly as Washington just got out and ran and just made some really nice plays, unselfish plays. We talked about Hunter Killian passing it nicely out of the post. Everybody's, you know, with us shooting 75% from the field, how can you go wrong?
That's very true. 46-16 our score, Washington in control. Game coverage brought to you by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, and the Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club has another big show coming in February. On Saturday night, February 9th, nationally known hypnotist Chris Jones will be at Ace's. Chris Jones appeared on America's Got Talent and many other national TV shows. He will mesmerize you with this incredible show. Tickets are on sale now for only $25. Seats are limited, so don't delay. Saturday night, February 9th at 8 p.m., hypnotist Chris Jones at Aces, located at the Washington Country Club. Buy your tickets on the Aces Facebook page or at the restaurant now before it's too late.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin, owner of Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority at Edley Mortuary. Many people who enter into a prepaid funeral contract don't fully understand their transferability rights. Prepaid funeral contracts can easily be transferred. Simply contact Edley Mortuary and we will assist you. For more information, call Edley Mortuary at 812-254-3612.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
We're back at Pike Central as we get set for the second half of play. Again, the Washington Hatchets leading the Pike Central Chargers 46-16. Thank our sponsors. Today's game coverage brought to you by Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Voted best of the best steak in Gibson County. And boy, I tell you, it's Saturday. A Saturday night trip to Oakland City is worth your drive. My wife was just there last night with some friends for dinner, and she said it was phenomenal. Neil and Betty Newton would love to have you at their place tonight. Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Also brought to you by Pepsi Beverages Company. They are the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. Minute and a half left to go. Super Bowl Sunday coming up tomorrow as the Rams and the Patriots will battle it out in, what is it, Super Bowl That Roman numeral thing.
E-I-E-I-O. I don't know. I can't keep track of all those.
That Roman numeral thing gets crazy.
It's 50-something, right?
In Atlanta, Georgia, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And the party's been going on in Atlanta all week. You know, they had a cold weather spell there with the polar vortex. They were wondering what kind of temperature they were going to have for game day, but it looks like now it's going to be in the mid-50-degree range. So good weather for football in Atlanta coming up tomorrow. Whether you're a Patriots fan or a Rams fan, may your team win. I'm watching the commercials. I just really don't care, John. I just don't care.
No, I didn't care last year either when the Patriots and the Eagles. I mean, I'm glad that the Patriots didn't win. But, you know, and the Patriots, what have they been to the last how many ever Super Bowls
and
in a row?
And here's the thing about it. You can say we probably ought to swallow a bitter pill because they're what's the word I'm looking for? Because the fact of the matter is they get there they do get there.
Right.
So
you can't take that away from them.
You cannot take away the Belichick-Brady combo.
But you definitely, I will be rooting for the Rams tomorrow. So. And one other quick note here, I want to thank my parents for tuning in tonight, Rex and Linda Myers, especially today as Rex is celebrating a birthday today on Groundhog's Day. So happy birthday, Rex. Enjoy it. And
how about that? Well, happy birthday. Yes, on Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
You'll never forget that one.
So I get he woke up and didn't see his shadow, so spring's coming early today.
Was that Rex or Phil?
Both. I don't know. But I guess Phil, though, didn't see a
you
shadow.
You didn't. That's right. So. We're good to go, which, you know, means nothing because there's only 6 weeks left anyway. But we have fun with it, John.
Yeah, it's absolutely irrelevant.
It's a rodent crawling out of a hill, and the poor guy, when he gets out, all he wants to do is go back in.
Right.
And these crowds and cameras and everybody.
And he's like, he gets one day a year where he's a rock star, and then after that, nobody cares.
It is a sight to see if you watch the coverage from Punxsutawney. What a celebration they make out of it. Washington starts with the basketball to begin the second half, and a shot, open look for Tyson Wright was in and out. Chargers come up with the rebound, and here we go. Yeah, we gave away Groundhog all day Friday on the shakeup in order to celebrate. I thought that's the best way to celebrate, right?
Well, certainly. Anytime there's free food.
Steal by Washington, Pike Central turnover. And then the Hatchets return the favor and give it back to him. Chargers. Ethan Scott. Over to Leafco. Now it goes to Austin Holder. Scott pulls up. His jumper off the mark. Battle for the rebound. Killian comes up with it. Neither team able to score in the first minute here in the third quarter. Grant Niehaus changes that as he makes a strong move to the bucket and gets two off the glass.
Yeah, Grant gets ahead of steam like that. You're not going to stop him.
48-16, Washington leads. Hatchet's strength is their speed. And if you make a basket, you have no time to celebrate because Washington will come down and match it before you can even blink an eye.
Well, Tyson Wright's quicker than a hiccup. You know, you get him the ball there, and I mean, next thing you know, bam, he's at the other end, and somebody's right there for an easy basket. And we've seen that all year long, and especially here today. Easy points and transitions for the Hatchets. You know, it's kind of been their calling card.
Chargers get it in. Ethan Gorby hands off to Holder. Now it goes to Ethan Scott. Scott to Christian Benson. Chargers playing a little pitch and catch on the outside right now. Trying to get something sparked on offense. Only 16 points on the board so far for these Chargers.
Hatchet's got him locked down defensively here.
Holder thought about the three. Now kicks it back out to Scott. Chargers running a little clock here. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. There's a three. Oh, in and out, no good. The attempt by Ethan Gorby. Couldn't get it to fall. There's Tyson Wright going coast to coast. Missed it. Hunter Killian gets the rebound. And a foul called before the shot.
That's not a good call.
It's going to go against Pike Central, but before the shot, they say. So the basket won't count. It'll be out of bounds for Washington.
That's what you got to wonder. They didn't blow the whistle till after he had shot the ball. So, you know, it's just kind of it is what it is at this point.
Inbound pass goes to Bryce Browning. Browning kicks it to Trey Reed. Now to Niehaus. Grant fouled by Lethko. Second team foul against the Chargers. Out of bounds again for Washington. 5:48 to go, third quarter. Today's game brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, now serving Davies County on State Street in Washington. Inbound pass quickly to Tyson Wright. His baseline jumper's off the mark. Gorby gets the rebound, but it's picked out of his hands by Trey Reed, and Trey Reed lays it in for two. Trey now in double figures with 10. 50-16. That was just a good heads-up play by the sophomore Reed.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a high basketball IQ and is very athletic, and Trey Reed's always going to do the smart thing.
Washington gets another steal, and Bryce Browning gets a jumper. He's got 13, 52-16. Full court pressure again by the Hatchets. Chargers trying to break it. Holder Dribbles into trouble. Bryce Browning gets the pick and gets the shot and one. Browning tried the dunk. He didn't get it to go down. No style points, but the ball actually did go in.
Hey, no matter how it goes through the bottom of the net, Dwayne, it counts.
He was fouled, so he's got a chance for a three-point play. His hand was off the rim, so he knocked the rim down. He was trying to dunk it, is what I'm trying
right,
to say.
Right, and he the ball like left the hand before it hit the rim, but the rim caroms back and caught the ball, basically. So nonetheless, no matter what, it counts.
I don't think I've seen that before, John. I mean, as Browning missed the free throw, I don't know if I've ever seen that.
No, it's not done very – it takes a lot of skill to perform that maneuver.
There's another steal by Browning. Browning, no, but he is fouled, and he's going to get two more free throws.
Browning has been all over the place defensively here today and offensively, obviously, as well. But Pike Central is going to be seeing them, and they're having nightmares about this one.
Coach Elliott talking to his team once again. 54-16 our score. Washington leads, 4:53 left in the third quarter here at Pike Central. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back here at Pike Central High School with 4:53 left in the third quarter. Washington leading the Chargers 54-16. Bryce Browning has a pair of free throws coming up. Stay tuned after our broadcast. Angela Allen is ready to rock your Saturday night with the Saturday Cruise. She'll be spinning all your favorites coming up right after our broadcast.
I bet she'll squeeze in a little Billy Ocean, too. One can only hope.
Billy Ocean. Are you making a request for Billy Ocean?
I am officially making a request.
What, Caribbean Queen, or what is the color of love?
I'm open. I'll let Angela pick that. She's the master at spinning the tunes.
I'd say it'll be Caribbean Queen. What is the color of love's too slow for the cruise?
Well, then there's that other one, Get Out of My Dreams.
Oh, yeah, Get Into My Car. That's true. Kabrick tries for three, missed it. Killian gets the rebound for the Hatchets with 4.5 left. Tyson Wright, his shot is blocked, but he's fouled. Tyson Wright got to shoot a pair of free throws. By the way, Browning was 1-for-2 in his last trip to the line. 1-for-3 overall at the charity stripe for Bryce Browning. He's got 16 points. Hatchett's doing a nice job getting to the free throw line here in the second half.
Yep, Tyson at the line, getting ready for the first of two shots.
First free throw is good. Tyson Wright with 4 points tonight. One more coming up. Second free throw also good for Tyson. 57-16. Washington leads. Holder. Front of the Hatchett bench. Now brings it out top of the key over to Ethan Scott. Scott works it to Kabrick. Now back to Holder. Holder to Benson. To Ethan Scott. Now it's Ethan Gorby.
Oh, Browning with
Browning with another steal. Bryce had it picked. Hands off to Tyson Wright. Wright feeds it to Niehaus. Niehaus drives and gets two more.
Automatic.
Grant Niehaus. 17 points, 59-16 in favor of the Hatchets. 3.5 left to go in the third quarter.
As we're going to see the bench starting to unload here for the Hatchets a little bit.
Austin Holder. Over to Kabrick. Back to Holder. I want to thank the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a hatchet victory today, one of our sponsors, and the Edley Mortuary. They're caring for you when you need the care the most at Edley.
Nice job by Trey Reed to knock that away.
Good
Tyson
stop
Wright
there by the hatchet defense as Holder made his move and he was stripped. The loose ball falls back into the hands of the Hatchets. Hunter Killian, jump stop in the paint. Jumper up and in. Hunter Killian, two more. He's got 12.
Nice job by Hunter. Nice move. Pull up. Jump shot.
61-16, Hatchets. 2.5 minutes left to play. Third quarter. Ethan Gorby, 6 foot sophomore, left-hander. Hands off to Kabrick. Kabrick back to Gorby. Off to Ethan Scott. Now it goes to Christian Benson. Benson tries to get it into Kabrick, and he's going to be fouled. That's Bryce Browning whistle for the foul. Coming in for Washington, Kyle Mann and Julius Hardeman. They're going to replace Grant Niehaus and Trey Reed.
And that'll be the last we see of those two this afternoon.
2:14 left to go. Third quarter. Out of bounds for Pike Central. Baseline underneath their bucket. Kabrick looking for the open player. Draven Huff also checked in now for Pike Central as the shot by Ethan Scott is off the mark. And on the rebound, it's out of bounds to Washington. .208 to play third quarter. This Saturday afternoon at Pike Central, Washington in control. They lead on the A&R Home Center scoreboard 61-16.
You know, our field goal percentage has been pretty good on the mural side
now
in the second
true
half here, Dwayne.
That's true. Oh, it was a backdoor attempt to Kyle Mann as Tyson Wright's pass was out of his reach. It sails out of bounds, a hatchet turnover, a rare one. They haven't had too many today.
That is the fourth turnover all afternoon by the Hatchets.
Chargers push it up the floor quickly. Gorby hands off to Kabrick. Kabrick is one-on-one against Bryce Browning. Now Draven Huff. Three attempt is up and in. That is Christian Benson with his third three-pointer. He's got 11 points. He's leading the way for the Chargers today. 61-19, Hatchets.
Browning from downtown off the mark, rebounded by Pike Central.
Here's Kabrick. Kabrick over for another three attempt by Benson in the same spot. This time he missed it. Bryce Browning gets the rebound. They work it up quickly to Hardeman. Now it's over to Tyson Wright for three. Wright missed it. Rebound Hunter Killian. As Killian tries to put it back, he's fouled from behind, and Killian's going to shoot two free throws.
It's a nice rebound by Hunter Killian of coming in after the fact, getting the rebound without getting an over-the-back call. Fouled and will head to the free throw line for two shots.
Hunter Killian, 6'7", senior, 12 points so far today. First free throw is no good. He's 0 for 2 at the line at the charity stripe.
Darn mural.
I'm telling you, you're staring right at that thing. That bright purple horse. Yes, they are purple horses. They're wearing some kind of cloth covering. Both free throws off the mark.
It's like from a medieval times restaurant.
I gotta stop looking at it, or I'm gonna.
It's gonna make you cross-eyed.
It's messing with my eyesight. Chargers. 38 seconds left. Ethan Scott at the free throw line kicks it over to Gorby. Now it's to Christian Benson. Keep an eye on Benson behind that arc. That's all of his field goals from three-point land today. 61-19, Hatchets in control. We're winding down this third quarter here at Pike Central.
Benson wanted to pull the trigger on that one.
Ethan Scott with a nice move to the basket. He's fouled. And Ethan Scott's going to shoot a pair of free throws. Scott, 2 points, both at the free throw line today so far. It's coming up on 4 o'clock. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball at WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide at WAMW-AMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside John Gear for today's broadcast as Scott hits the first free throw for Pike Central. He's got one more. The Chargers now with 20. It's 61-20 in favor of Washington. Second free throw is no good. Hunter Killian with the rebound and a long launch at the buzzer off the mark. That's it for the third quarter of play. 8 minutes left to find our winner. The Hatchets in control. They hold Pike Central to just 4 points in that third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. After three, Washington 61, Pike Central 20. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Your Medicare plan only pays a share of your medical expenses and the rest comes straight out of your pocket. There is no limit. A Medicare supplement can be an excellent way to reduce your out-of-pocket expenses and provide added protection. But choosing a plan raises a lot of questions. The real question is, who can make it easier? Give me, Marilyn McCullough, at Thompson Insurance a call, 812-254-1987, to help choose the right plan for you or review your current coverage.
Ready for fourth quarter action here at Pike Central. The Hatchets in command, 61-20 our score. Pike Central will start with a basketball. And it's Kabrick that walks it up. He hands off to Austin Holder. Here we go with this fourth period of play. Into Ethan Gorby. Gorby to Scott. Scott cutting hard. Shot too high off the glass. Rebound weak side to Trey Reed. And Grant Niehaus tries to feed it to Oh, my goodness. It's been a long day, John.
Been a long day for you, buddy.
Been a long day, that's for sure. Chargers with the ball. The shot is up. No good. Zach Gray in the lineup now for Washington, as well as Kyle Mann, Trey Reed, Grant Niehaus, and Julius Hardiman. That's the five on the floor to start this fourth quarter. Niehaus picks it up at the center circle, hands it over to Hardiman. Underneath there is Zach Gray, and Zach Gray gets two.
Nice look by Hardiman into a wide open Zach Gray under the basket for 2 points.
63-20, 7 minutes left. Gorby for three, missed it. Rebound, chased down by Kyle Mann and the Hatchets. Zach Gray is open for three, and he gets it. Zach Gray off the bench with a quick 5 points.
Instant offense.
66-20. Zach's got an amazing outside shot, Johnny. We see it in all the JV games.
He shoots it. You can almost put it on the scoreboard.
It's almost money every time, absolutely. He makes it look easy, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's just effortless, and it seems to find the bottom of the net just about every time.
Kabrick driving in the paint. And he gets a nice little runner. Hayden Kabrick with his fourth point. 66-22, Washington. 6 minutes remaining. Grant Niehaus back to Zach Gray. Now Niehaus. He'll step up, shoot, miss. Gorby with the rebound. Pushing it up the floor. Kabrick off to Judah Lethko, and now Ethan Scott with the runner, good for two more. Ethan Scott with his first field goal. He's got 5 points overall, 66-24 Hatchets. Kyle Mann had it picked from behind. Staying with Washington as it sailed out of bounds. Three new faces
Pike Central's bringing in some of their reserve players.
Trying to hear that name for the Chargers. And there's a shot, no good. Chargers lost the handle. Trey Reed picked that one out of midair. Feeds it to Grant Niehaus, cutting to the basket. Niehaus lays it in and draws the foul. Three-point play coming for Niehaus. Jaden Goose has entered for Pike Central. Another new face coming in now for the Chargers, Joey Church. The free throw is off the mark by Grant, so it's 68-24. 5 minutes to play. All Washington here today. Hatchet's in control. Goof. Drive is no good. Fast break, Washington. It's blocked by from behind by Pike Central. That Kyle Mann tried to take it to the hoop, and he got it rejected from behind. It'll stay with Washington. Niehaus looking to get it in. Baseline, kicks it out to Kyle Mann. He'll shoot the three. Off the mark, too strong. Rebound, Niehaus. Put back is up and in for two.
Nice rebound by Niehaus.
21 points for Niehaus today. 70-24, favor of the Hatchets. 4:25 to go. Joey Church blocked by Kyle Mann. Then Niehaus tries to thread the needle, taken away by the Chargers. Reciprocating turnovers. Underneath, here is Benson, and he missed it. Benson tried to get the rebound back, but denied by the Hatchets. Kyle Mann kicks it out to Niehaus. Watching time tick away here. 3:50 left. Kyle Mann for three again. Nope. A little bit strong on that one. Kyle's online, perfectly lined up. Just a little bit too much strength on that one.
Just too much mustard on that one.
3.5 left to play. There's Benson off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Goof taking it in the paint. He gets the runaround one. Jaden Guth with a chance for three-point play. The sophomore, 5'10". Look at that guy. Somebody named Gear coming in, it looks like. Austin Gear, Lance Roach, and Kyle Jones entering now. Both teams going to their bench to clear things. Colin Craig. Colin Craig entering. Also coming in for Pike Central is a number 14, which we have nothing.
He's on. Is he not on the JV?
Or varsity.
No. The Mask Man.
Who shot that free throw?
Your guess is better than mine.
Oh, Guth did. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime, buddy.
The free throw was good.
We'll be here all week, folks.
Pike Central has the ball. Chargers for three. Nope. Rebound, battle four. Kyle Mann comes up with it, and he's fouled. And we're going down to shoot free throws. Washington now in the bonus. So it's Austin Gear, Kiowa Jones, Kyle Mann, Lance Roach,
Zach Gray.
And Zach Gray on the floor for the Hatchets. With 2:55 left to go. One a bonus for Kyle Mann. His free throw off the mark. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Lance Roach. It's going back to Pike Central. 70-27. Hatchets is going to improve their mark to 13-5 with a road trip coming to Bloomfield on Friday night. Johnny Gear will be making that trip with Kyle Cornelius next Friday for the action here on WAMW. Of course, the month of February going to move quick. We'll be in the postseason boys tournament the last week of February. It's just around the corner.
It'll be here before we know it.
Joey Church, top of the key. Over to our new face in the lineup. Jaden Goof. Looks it to Colin Craig. The Chargers running a little clock here. Waiting for a good shot. They put it up and in. That's Guth with two more. Jaden Guth has five. And a timeout. Getting a sub in for the Hatchets. 30-second timeout. Alex Boyd entering now for Washington. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back to Pike Central right after this on WAMW.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly, four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
1:57 left to play. The A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Hatchets 70, Pike Central Chargers 29. Out of bounds for Washington as play resumes. Austin Gear running point now, walks it across for Washington. Gear hands off to Alex Boyd, now in the lineup. Kick it over to Zach Gray in the paint to Lance Roach. Roach back out to Boyd. Now Kyle with Jones. He'll try for three. Too strong. Weak side rebound to Joey Church and the Chargers. Pike Central brings it up. Church. I apologize if you're not hearing names, because we have two out of five players for Pike Central that we do not have a name for at the moment, as the shot is off the mark. Rebound controlled by Washington. Gear, top of the key to Jones. Now Zach Gray for three more, and he gets another one.
Shocking.
Zach Gray, he's going to get double figures, Johnny. He's got eight.
Yeah, he's it's
on
possible.
Pace. Post-game report coming up from Sterling & Company Professional Corporation. We'll have the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and our overall MVP. From Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX Real Estate Broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. That's all coming up on the Hatchet post-game. Final 30 seconds ticking away. Washington again going to improve to 13-5. In control, they lead 73-29 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Ball temporarily knocked loose. Pike Central hangs on to it. Guth is underneath, and he gets two more. Jaden Guth with 7 points this quarter. Makes it 73-31.
That's going to be all she wrote, Dwayne.
Yep, Hatchets just hold the ball now. 5 seconds to go, and Washington gets it. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard as the buzzer sounds. The Hatchets 73, Pike Central Chargers 31. Your post-game report coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Pike Central High School, where the Washington Hatchets improved to 13-5, defeating the Pike Central Chargers on the road today. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 73, Pike Central 31. Post-game report brought to you by Sterling & Company, professional corporation on Main Street in downtown Washington. Individual scoring first for the Hatchets, Grant Niehaus leads the way with 21 points. Bryce Browning added 16. It was 12 points for Hunter Killian and 10 points for Trey Reed. So four players again in double figures for the Hatchets. 21 for Niehaus, 16 for Browning, 12 for Killian, 10 for Reed. 8 points off the bench for Zach Gray, as he finished with 8 today. And 5 points for Tyson Wright. For the Pike Central Chargers, they were led by Christian Benson. He had 11 points, 3 threes, and a pair of free throws. Benson with 11, 7 points for Jaden Guth in that fourth quarter, 5 points for Ethan Scott, 4 points for Austin Holder, and 4 points for Hayden Kabrick. Only one player in double figures for the Chargers, Christian Benson, who finished with 11. Washington never looked back. They led this entire game 23-7 at the end of the first quarter, 46-16 at the half, 61-20 after three, and your final 73-31 in favor of the Hatchets. Coach Gene Miller with us now on the post-game report. Coach, a nice solid win for your team. Again, four players in double figures, balanced scoring. Your full-court pressure, Pike Central just had no answer for it, and you guys just really controlled this game here today.
We did. We got off to a good start, hit shots early and got good pressure on ball, forced some turnovers, got ahead in the ball game, and just kept riding it. I thought our kids really kept good pressure on throughout the basketball game. I thought we did a good job of maintaining our effort through all the game. And I said all 13 guys or 12 guys that got in the basketball game, I thought come in and played hard and continued what the starters started from the very beginning.
Zach Gray almost in double figures. He finished with 8 in a short time in that fourth quarter.
That's one thing Zach can do is he can shoot the basketball.
He can shoot. Yeah, it's a sweet shot he's got. Overall, again, 21 points for Niehaus. You had a solid outing today with Browning with 16, Killian 12, Trey Reed 10. I got nothing to say. I mean, it was just a good team win for you today.
It was a good team win. Like I said, I thought everybody came in and played well. I thought Bryce, man, he's got long arms. He gets his hands on a lot of balls, a lot of deflections. He's got good quickness with his size and length and can cause a lot of problems at the defensive end of the floor. But I thought all the kids played hard. Like I said, we got some turnovers, got some easy baskets, got some baskets in transition. We was able to get the basketball inside to Hunter and was able to score some that way. And then when they doubled him, Hunter really did a nice job of hitting cutters, guys cutting into the open. So we got a lot of good looks at the basket today, and that always helps.
Now, just basically, congratulations, Coach. Obviously, you guys came in here and did what you needed to do. You know, there wasn't a letdown. The effort was good, and all around just a great performance, and really can't say a whole lot else about it because everybody did a good job.
And yeah, they did. And the JV had a good ball game today. JV, played really well. So I thought, all 15 guys that Hatchets that played tonight. Varsity and JV played well and played hard, and it was a good day of basketball. And it's going to feel weird having a Saturday night off.
It is.
You know, get home.
We're not complaining, though.
You know,
we're not complaining.
It is kind of nice. You know, that's like the, you know, the girls coach up at when I was at Lafayette, Jeff, he used to always say, he says, you boys coaches are crazy. He says, we play one time during the week and play Saturday afternoon. He says, we got every Friday and Saturday off. He says, you guys are crazy for playing Fridays and Saturdays. So, you know, it would be nice to have a Saturday off, and maybe my wife and I can go out and get something to eat and enjoy the evening.
There you go. Well, it'll taste a lot better with a nice victory here.
Well,
today.
There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that.
Coach, congratulations. Next Friday we'll see you at Bloomfield.
All right. Thank you very much.
We'll be back to wrap it up here for Pike Central right after this quick timeout on WAMW.
As you spend time evaluating your farming operations performance from this past year, and you look to prepare for the upcoming crop, I hope you'll keep Freddie Energy in mind. This is Steve Freddie. With Sitco lubricants and quality fuels from Freddie Energy, you won't have to wonder or worry about how your equipment will perform. Let's work together to increase your bottom line.
Freddie Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and the perfect gift is waiting for you at the Country Garden on State Street in Washington, now under new ownership. The Country Garden has a huge selection of gift ideas for your sweetheart, with new items arriving daily. Also, bulk garden seed is now in for spring. The tradition says plant lettuce on Valentine's Day for a fruitful harvest at home. Choose from lettuce, radishes, corn, and other bulk garden seeds now at the Country Garden. The Country Garden on State Street in Washington, now under new ownership, open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Offering free delivery to the local area for your Valentine's Day gifts.
Back for a final time at Pike Central. Washington improves to 13-5. They drop the Pike Central Chargers to 3-13 with a road win today. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Hatchets 73, Pike Central 31. Team stats real quick, John Gear, a good day for the Hatchets.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll start off with Pike Central, 8 for 23 from two-point range, 35%. Behind the arc, only 3 for 16, coming in at 19%. Did shoot well from the free throw line, 5 for 7. I stopped counting turnovers after 15, so not a good day for the Chargers taking care of the basketball. On the other side of things for the Hatchets, 26 for 34 from two-point range. That's 76%. You're not going to lose many, if any, ball games.
And a lot
that.
Of those point blank. They were really good open looks,
Just baskets in transition. 45% from behind the arc, 5 for 11. Free throw percentage, if the one area you could look at for some improvement, we started off good, ended at only 58%. So, you know, that's something we can work on there, obviously, but only 4 turnovers, too, which is a huge thing today. So, overall, as Coach Miller said, just a great job by everybody involved, and it was just a good day of basketball for the Hatchets.
Only thing left to do now is to hand out the post-game awards. First, the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game from Freddie Energy in Washington. We're going to go off the bench with Zach Gray for this one. That was a nice little spark of energy late in the game. What do you think, Johnny?
Instant offense. You know, Zach gets in and, you know, gets some. I mean, if he's open for three, it's going to find the bottom of the net. So, you know, great job by Zach to get in there. And
8 points in, what, 3 minutes maybe?
Eight points. Yeah, I mean, he's scoring like, you know, 3 points a minute. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. So, congratulations to Zach Gray, our Freddie Energy, high energy player of the game.
Bill Dobson Ford, tough player of the game. From Bill Dobson Ford, a tough day for Bryce Browning, 16 points. Coach mentioned his ability to create steals and turnovers, and he did a nice job of that today.
Well, I mean, at one point in time, there were 3 straight possessions where Bryce had a steal and took it to the other end of the court. And, you know, numerous drives, defensive, all around just a great basketball game for Bryce today, and very deserving of the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game.
Overall, MVP is the service of Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. MVP honors, John Gear, got to go to the leading scorer, Grant Niehaus. Solid effort for Grant, 21 points on the day.
Yeah, great job by Grant this afternoon. You know, he's somebody who can score a lot of points in a hurry and has you know, done a great job offensively here today. You know, obviously, as you said, led him with 21 points, but a lot of things that he did out there today, just overall, you know, just kind of led the pack today for the Hatchets. And you know, congratulations to Grant Niehaus on a great performance this afternoon.
Washington gets the clean sweep as they defeat the JV Pike Central Chargers 73-28, almost an exact score in the varsity game.
Yeah.
Almost two exact scores. Final in the varsity, Washington 73, Pike Central Chargers 31. That's wild, isn't it?
You don't see that very often, and you especially don't see 73 points put up in a JV game, you know, very rarely. So, like I said, just as Coach Miller alluded to, everybody, JV to varsity, you know, contributed, played hard, did a good job today, and, you know, it was a nice trip for the Hatchets down here to Pike Central.
Good day for Hatchet basketball. For Johnny Gear, thanks so much for sitting in today. Appreciate you, Johnny.
My pleasure.
And John will be filling in next Friday night at Bloomfield. Be sure to tune in for John and Kyle with the play-by-play. 7:30 tip-off at Bloomfield, 7:15 air time next Friday night. Also want to thank our studio producer, Jake Foster, back at home base for keeping us on air, online, and in control. And we invite you to stay tuned. Angela Allen ready to rock your Saturday night with the Saturday Cruise coming up next. This is Dwayne Shake saying good afternoon from Pike Central High School.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.